أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا نهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله غافر الذنوب جميعها إلا الشرك به والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى التابعين. We praise Almighty Allah, the one and the last, الأول والآخر, the one who appears to us in his signs of creation, creation of the heavens and the earth, and who is inherent in each and everything that we do and we live for. الظاهر والباطن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who provides us with rizq, the endowment. The one who has created each creation, regardless how small it is. And the one who has created the endowment, the source of food and sustenance for that creation. Because it is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide that sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has beautified the heaven with so many beautiful enlightenments in the form of stars and objects, some of which we know and many we do not know. The one subhanahu wa ta'ala who has provided us with the stars that guide us in the night time. Regardless how sophisticated we get, we still use them as our guide through electronics and geomaps, because they all are based on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has created each and every one of us, who has created life in each and every one of us, life that make us wake up in the morning, ponder and think, thank Him Allah for His givings to us. And the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who has provided us with the power to imagine, to think of the future, to make it a better future with images that are given to us as gifts in the Holy Quran. And today, I want to share with you one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we talk about the signs and the magnanimity, the greatness, عظمة الله subhanahu wa ta'ala, As I always remind myself and each and every one of you, we mention it so we can share it with others. Others mean our children, our families, and others mean our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers. Because in this society, which is highly materialistic and extremely occupied with watching television and doing your homework and running around trying to make a living, you and your wife or you and your husband, we tend to forget this greatness, the azama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. Allah says in the Holy Quran that there are two signs of Allah that He has made for us. The sign of the creation of the daylight and the sign of the creation of the night time. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. And Allah says that gradually He takes away the night in favor of the day. وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً. And the sign of the daytime is the time when we can see, when we can work, when we can act, when we can make a difference. And every time I see this ayah or read it, people will say, we can make our room as if it's night by drawing a curtain, then it becomes night. I can make my body experience a night time by putting it to sleep. But that's not the intention. The intention is the creation of the phenomenon of day and light. So we can use it as a basis for calculating time. As you know, time is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but measuring it is the work and the ijtihad of each and every one of us. We can measure it with a means we call the second. People who have never heard of a second in the middle of Africa, they can have another measure, the length of your shadow. People who never heard about the shadow or never imagined the shadow, they can measure it by the seasons. And these are the creations, the gifts of Allah. Who can make it? Hollywood cannot make it. The TV episode can make it for you, just to make you believe, but in actuality, you cannot make it. The only one who made it is Allah. And we should have no doubt of that, and we should share it with people, so we can go down on our knees and say, Subhanallah, Wallahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً. Why? لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. So you can go out and work and get the fadl, what Allah is giving you. وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. And everything that Allah has created, He has made it so detailed, such that it is perfect. Because He is the perfection, He is the perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may peace and prayers be bestowed on all the prophets of Allah. From the time of Prophet Adam to the father of all the prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam, through all the prophets including Noah, Jonas, Lot, the ones we know and the ones we don't know, and the last three, Moses alayhi salam, and Jesus alayhi salam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ibadallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abiduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, who is our creator, our provider, our mercy giver. And that I believe in all the prophets of Allah and the last of all prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our series on the character of a Muslim, I shared with you that what changes nations and societies is character. And I shared with you my experiences in life, traveling around the world. And you'll be amazed to know that countries that had civilizations, they had the same systems that exist today in the most civilized nations, including the United States. So people say, so what's the difference? The difference, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is not the system. It is the individuals that use the system. If the individuals do not fear Allah in their dealings, if the individual's hearts have been quenched away from the love of Allah, if the individual's moral and ethical values are gone, then no system can fix it. And that's why we say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, أَوَّلُ مَا تَفْقِدُونَ مِنْ دِينِكُمْ الْأَمَانَةِ وَآخِرُ مَا تَفْقِدُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing that you lose out of your faith is being trustworthy, is being ameen. And then you start on a sliding scale, down and down and down, and the last manifestation of your loss of faith is that you don't pray. And as you heard last week, we all are commemorating this week the event of Isra and Mi'raj. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called, especially from Mecca to Jerusalem, and ascended the seven heavens, so far we know two, one which is known to us, and one which has been announced by Caltech scientists recently. He ascended the seven heavens for a hearing between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Gabriel could not penetrate, because he was invited by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to join him. He told him, لَوْ تَقَدَّمْتَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ لَاخْتَرَقْتَ وَلَوْ تَقَدَّمْتُ أَنَا فَاحْتَرَقْتُ. If I proceed to the arsh of Allah, then I will penetrate, that's Prophet Muhammad. And if Gabriel tried to, he would burn. But what was the purpose in summary? The purpose was to ordain a salah. Nothing less, nothing more. Let me repeat this, because this is very important. The purpose of the hearing between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ordain a salah. And that's why if you literally translate the word salat, it comes from the verb yasil, which means to connect. And if you want to connect with Allah, you don't need a provider. It is you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah is waiting for you. Try to have a meeting with the president of a country, or the manager of a company, or the chief executive of a company. You will wait for months, if you can. And if you can, you are given a few minutes or half an hour to meet. Now we are talking about the one who created all this, including us. He's telling us, I'm waiting for you. You don't have to take an appointment with me. If you want to stay with me connected for hours, you are welcome to. All you want to do is to be sincere and to apply what you do to your daily routine. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Let us start building ourselves again as individuals by building the foundation which is as-salah, which is the prayers, so we can graduate higher and higher to reach the ultimate, and that is al-amanah, the trustworthiness. Always saying the truth, always expressing what we believe in all respect, and always consider our word as our bond. Let me repeat this. Our word is our bond. If I make a promise, that promise, inshallah, will be fulfilled. And my dear brothers and sisters, Islam, in this event of Isra and Mi'raj, we learn another important thing. And that is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his way to hear from Allah about prayers, he went from Mecca to Jerusalem. Mecca, which has the Kaaba, the house that was ever built by man to worship Allah. And Jerusalem, which had the Aqsa Mosque, which was in the hands of the Christians at that time, signifying that these two places are the places that are most holy to the Muslims. And today, Jerusalem is not in the hands of the Muslims. And why? I will tell you a story. In 1965, I was a young man in Egypt, listening to the radio. And they had an interview with a lady by the name of Zainab al-Ghazali, who came back, had just come back from Jerusalem, which was, of course, under the management of the Arabs at that time. And she was really alarmed and crying. She said, I went for Fajr to Al-Aqsa Mosque, and I was very alarmed, I was very upset, and I cried. So the commentator asked her, why did you cry? She said, the Muslims have forgotten Al-Aqsa Mosque. I went for Fajr prayer, and the number of those who were praying Fajr, you can count them on your hands. And I'm afraid that the Al-Aqsa Mosque, this is what she said, may Allah bless her soul, will be taken away from the Muslims, so they will know the value of it. They will be up to the qualities of getting it back, inshallah. And I tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, Islam, let us not take things for granted, because if we do, then we start to become laissez, relaxed, things go as normal, and then we fail. I want to continue on with how to achieve this character. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that I personally am perfect. Astaghfirullah. La kamala illa lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The perfect, the only perfect is Allah. When I share these character traits with you, I hope I will be the first to apply them. And I don't claim that I am applying them 100%. I make a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me apply them. And I make a dua that Allah will make you listen carefully and apply the best to what you listen to. In addition to what we said in the last two khutbas, I want to share with you the attitude of a Muslim regarding justice. Some of us tend to say, well, this group of people discriminate against us, then we're going to discriminate against them, so it's one for one, tit for tat. But in Islam, it doesn't work this way. It doesn't work this way. Because if you exchange hate with hate, we end up being the losers. We have to be just with everyone. The enemy before the friend. Because if we do, then the reputation of excellence, of equality, of justice, will be known about the Muslims, regardless who they deal with. And guess what? If we achieve that level, inshallah, inshallah, we shall prevail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولا يجرمنك لا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. And the meaning here is that if there is a people who are unjust to you, who are treating you unfairly, that doesn't mean that you don't treat them justly. And Allah gives the order, اعدلوا, be just. هو أقرب للتقوى. It is the closer attitude to heeding Allah and loving Allah. And then another instruction from the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. The good deed and the bad deed will never be equal. The good deed and the bad deed coming from the Muslim or the non-Muslim will never be equal. They are clear to everyone, including those who are doing it. They know when you do something bad, they know it is bad. And then Allah orders Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and each and every one of us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, idfa' billati hi ahsan. Whenever you proceed with the best of all ways, the best of just ways, the best of the ways of communicating, of acting, of solving problems. And then comes a very important instruction, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And those who you have enmity with, you treat him or her as if they are your best friend. This is amazing. It is really amazing. It is difficult for me to do it. I'm sharing it with you, but it takes a long time, a lot of effort. To stand up in front of a person that you had a fall down with, that you had a fight with, and then you are reminded by the saying of Allah, not the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, that when you deal with this person, and you know that he is or she is your enemy, you treat with them as if they are your best friends. Be just and fair to them. Why? Because Allah reminds us, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. The ultimate might, the ultimate glory is to who? To Allah and to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then it concludes the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the ayah by saying, لَكِنِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The hypocrites, those who have been misguided, they don't know. So don't imitate them. Don't emulate them. You have to have it deep in your heart that you know that the might and the power is to Allah, not for us. We're not out to acquire power. We're not out to feel good and boastful. We're out to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا إنه نعم المولى ونعم النصير دعو الله يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسراف. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا نهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله غافر الذنوب جميعها إلا الشرك به. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى التابعين. As I said, I pray that we will listen to what's being said and that I will be the first to follow it inshallah, and that each and every one of us will listen to the best of what's being said and follow it inshallah. The next khutbah, I'll be talking about another important aspect of the character, and that's our relationship with our parents, regardless of what their age is, especially when they get old. And inshallah we'll share that in our next khutbah. Before I leave and make the dua, in these difficult days for the brothers and sisters, the people of Iraq, we make a sincere prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give the wisdom to all leaders involved for the sake of the safety of the brothers and sisters in Iraq, for the benefit and the future of those people who work hard every day, trying to make ends meet, trying to make a living. We pray that the angels of peace will prevail, and we pray that the agonies of the people of Iraq, the brothers and sisters of Iraq, inshaAllah, will be resolved. اللهم إني داع فقول آمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت سميع مجيب الدعوات. Almighty Allah, we pray that You will forgive us our sins, that You will guide us on the righteous path, that You will show us what's right as right and proper, and give us the wisdom of following it, and show us what's wrong as wrong and improper, and give us the determination of avoiding it. Almighty God, we pray that You make the Holy Quran the wisdom of our minds, حكمة أمخاخنا وطلاقة لساننا وراحة قلوبنا وضياء طريقنا. Almighty God, we pray that You will make the Holy Quran the wisdom of our minds and the articulacy of our tongue and the comfort of our hearts and the light by which You enlighten us on the righteous path. Almighty God, we pray that You will accept us all in paradise and those who died before us. Almighty God, we pray that You will accept our prayers. And we thank You for all the brothers and sisters who are with us here this afternoon, and those who have not accepted Islam yet. And we pray, Ya Allah, that You will change their hearts, that You will soothe their hearts, that You will make them get closer and closer to saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Almighty God, we pray that You will give us the best gift in this life, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. And those who say, Ya Allah, give us the best gift in this life, and that spouses, husbands and wives and offsprings, children and grandchildren, that will be the best achievers for Your cause, Ya Allah. Almighty Allah, we pray that You'll bring happiness to the sad and sustenance to the poor, and income who do not have enough income, and shelter to the shelterless, and home to the homeless, and clothing for those who do not have it, and that, Ya Allah, You will provide safety and sustenance for the brothers and sisters in Latin America and Honduras who have lost their homes and their lives, Ya Allah. Almighty God, we pray that You will accept those who died before us in paradise, and that You will give speedy recovery to the ill and the sick, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Almighty God, we pray that You will give victory for those who are striving for Your cause, and that You will take away oppression from those who are oppressed. Ameen, thumma ameen. Allahumma ya Rabbal Alameen, khfir lana dhunubana, wa kaffir anna sayyatina, wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli wal-ihsan, wa ita'i dhul-qurba, وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وذكر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. لا